A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Gird yourselves and weep, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of God. The house of your God is deprived of offering and libation. Proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the elders, all who dwell in the land, into the house of the Lord your God, and cry to the Lord. Alas, the day, for near is the day of the Lord, and it comes as ruin from the Almighty. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all who dwell in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Yes, it is near, a day of darkness and of gloom, a day of clouds and somberness. Like dawn spreading over the mountains, a people numerous and mighty. Their lot has not been from of old, nor will it be after them, even to the years of distant generations. Verbum Domini. The Lord will judge the world with justice. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will declare all your wondrous deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, Most High.
The Lord judge.
You rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. Their name you blotted out forever and ever. The nations are sunk in the pit they have made. In the snare they set, their foot is caught.
The Lord judge the world with justice.
But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He judges the world with justice. He governs the peoples with equity.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest. But finding none, it says, I shall return to my home from which I came. But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first. Verbum Domini.
What I have forgiven has been for your sake and the presence of Christ, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs. From the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. At this crucial moment, our Lord makes clear the division which results from rejection of God. That he has been accused of performing works through the deceptive power of the Lord of Flies, Beelzebub. And we know by experience how annoying that flies can be, and the evil one is like that, that he's frustrating. And so he has different names. He is the devil, the accuser. He is Satan, the adversary, but he's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. There's no truth, no light in him. So God incarnate, knowing their thoughts and our thoughts, moves to pull us out of lies. For if these deceptions gain a foothold, they bring us under the control of the evil one and deeper into slavery to sin. So never believe in lies. It's not a good idea. So each gospel speaks about the authority of Jesus and his power to bring about the kingdom of God. And this is an authority and power that he shares with his apostles and disciples. And when, after the crucifixion, in Matthew 28:18, our Lord says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, he means what he says. That all authority and with that all power. Now, our Lord, being the only begotten Son of God, had this by nature from the beginning. But in his humanity, having embraced the humility of our weakness and frailty in the incarnation, he grew in his possession of power and authority. And this is one meaning of his words when the men on the way to Emmaus, when he said, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer and so enter into his glory? But much before this, our Lord was showing that he did the works of the Father, and so was one with him. That Jesus is the true strong man who attacks and overcomes the evil one who thought his possessions were safe. So if only we come to saving faith and remain in the Word of God, so we cannot let the seeds of the Word be eaten up by the birds, as in the parable of the sower, those seeds that fell on the path and were eaten up by the devil and his pack of liars. So rather we see the works that our Lord does and recognize the power of God operating in his sacred acts and words. If we discover that we have been believing lies, which is something unfortunately normal that we have to recognize and root out, so these lies, the flies that buzz around our heads, leaving us in confusion about who we are and who God is, we should grab the fly swatter of faith. So this is part of the modern armor of God, a fly swatter or a fly trap. If we live in charity, placing our hope in God alone, allowing the strong man, Jesus, to take possession of the house, not leaving it, yes, clean, but not leaving it empty, because our Lord himself in the Most Holy Eucharist has come within us to be our guests, to be our friend who lives within us through the indwelling of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Placing our hope in God alone, yes, we'll still notice the wiles of the evil one, but that's it. We'll be aware and we'll trust in our Father who is in heaven, to whom we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. But in conclusion, I'd like to recite that act of faith, that creedal statement of Philippians chapter 2, the Christ hymn. And let us entrust our hearts to Jesus, to whom every knee should bow. So having this mind among yourselves that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped at, but rather emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, a slave, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.